This recording, Belarus 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. When letter implied that animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated enter. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with the clothes and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnostics. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I'm from Belarus. I was born in the capital of Belarus, Minsk, and it's a big city. It's almost 3 million people, almost big as Toronto, but it's a very compact city. And people in Belarus, they tend to have small country houses. And my parents, my father actually, when I was 14, he bought the house and in the countryside. It's beautiful. Very beautiful place, small village, and it was all, house was very old and we repaired a lot, and it's next to the house was a big forest. Actually, in Belarus, a lot of forest, it's forest land, everywhere, like, forest, and I remember, like, we usually, see, in Belarus, not like in Canada, we didn't have so much fruits and vegetables, and in summertime we actually needed to go to the forest and pick up some wild raspberries or small strawberries, and it was nice time. And I remember very early morning in the forest, it's almost like almost dark, and we kind of struggle through the forest to find this open place where trees were cut down 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and wild raspberries started to grow. And it's the best raspberries because they have enough sun, and it's very sweet and have a lot of flavor. Yes, flavor. And then we We picked them up maybe for 3-4 hours and in a big amount, and then we brought it, like we bring this whole strawberry raspberry stuff at home, and mother made jam, and it's just nice. Wild bees were like flight around this. It's just nice time.